Let's pick up on some of these points that we talked about with Rebecca there, with Luke English, who's a media lawyer, who's been listening into that and joins us live this morning. Luke, good morning.
Good morning.
It's remarkable how often these fairy tales with the artists in the music industry end up in court or in tears with the business side of this. What keeps going wrong?
I think Rebecca mentioned it earlier. I think there's sort of the dream and the fantasy, and then there's the reality. And I think a lot of people don't realise, as she mentioned earlier, that the power that the major record label 10, 20 years ago had over the artists. But as Rebecca's also mentioned, I think I'm pleased to say that things are shifting very much towards the artists now. So, as you mentioned Prince, you mentioned Taylor Swift. I think that there's sort of the power shift is going towards the artist, and this is encouraging. This is great because they have more independence, and this is what I think the fans want.
So generally, when an artist signs with a record, is there such a thing as a standard contract? And what are the repercussions that they tend to have for the artists that lead to difficulties?
Yeah, I think when Rebecca probably signed her first record label deal, I've not seen it, so I can't give you facts. But during that time, the record labels would ask for the music to be owned for what they called life of copyright. Now, life of copyright is 70 years for recorded music from the first release. So that basically means they own that track that Rebecca's recorded for a very long time. Obviously, sometimes for the life of the artist. And that's quite a shocker when you look at it in black and white. Now, I'm pleased to say that over the years, there's been a backlash against that. And so now these deals are shifting to 25, 20, sometimes even 10 years. Now, 10 years is still a long time to not get your music back. But if you compare that to the 70 years after the release, then it's getting better.
Luke, good to speak to you this morning. Thanks for your expertise on this. Luke English, who's a media lawyer.